Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A bunch going on here. I got to mention Tony Moreno. I like Tony. We're friends, quite frankly. I've known him a while. We have walked the streets of downtown Pittsburgh as he pointed out drug abuse and aggressive panhandling. He really gives a damn. Hardworking, compassionate, all that stuff. But the facts are clear. Number one, he's not a Republican. He ran as a Republican. That didn't work. Number two, he couldn't raise money. Couldn't. Money says it. Money does it. Money talks. BS walks. Ed Gainey had 200 times the money he had. Just the truth. Number three, the Republican Party didn't give a damn about him. They just didn't. They didn't embrace him. They didn't endorse him. They didn't raise a nickel for him. What else? Pittsburghers are Pittsburghers. 7 or 8 to 1 Democrats versus Republicans in this city. So what'd they do? They voted for the Democrat. Move on. Grow up. And I'll tell you why I say grow up. Tony got his clock cleaned last night. It's just the truth. We've all had our clocks cleaned. All of us. We've all been humbled, fired, all of us. Humiliated, all of us. How you respond to that dictates what kind of man you are or what kind of woman you are. And how Tony responded to getting his clock cleaned. It was embarrassing. Listen.
I hope he doesn't get arrested. I hope he doesn't defund the police further than they already have. I hope he clears out the corruption in the police department.
Play it again, please, Mike.
I hope he doesn't get arrested. I hope he doesn't defund the police further than they already have. I hope he clears out the corruption in the police department.
Two things he did. Low class, gutter. Statement about I hope he doesn't get arrested. There was rumor and innuendo that there was a grand jury investigating Gainey. It's not true. It's not true. It just isn't true. Number two, couldn't raise money, brother. Number three, he sold out his own brothers and sisters on the police department, suggesting they're corrupt. That's not how you lose, man. We are not judged in life by how we handle success. That's easy, man. We are judged by how we handle failure. It's why you don't give every kid a medal or a trophy. It's why everybody shouldn't get an A. It's why SAT scores should count. It's why work ethic matters. Hey, look, Tony's a burger, man. I love the guy. Worked his butt off. Crushed it as much as he could. But you got your clock cleaned. Man up. Act like an adult. Learn something from it and move on instead of saying, I hope he doesn't get arrested. No class move. Low class. It's the truth. And then to sell out your brothers and sisters in the police department alleging there's corruption. Disgusting. Without them, you're nobody. Had to say that. And we're friends, believe me, but I gotta call it, man. He would do the same to me. I gotta grab my right-hand man, Patrick O'Connor, executive producer of Get Marty, the brains behind this operation, to talk about his breakthrough COVID case. vaccinated. Very careful, my man is. Very cautious. Always does the right thing regarding COVID. Got the vaccine when he was supposed to. So did his wife. They both got COVID. And I get that there are breakthrough cases, about 1% of them. But we're a bit surprised, and I think he is too, about how it has kind of ripped him apart. Patrick, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I mean, it's beat the hell out of you, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's kicked my butt.
And, my man, we're close. We're like brothers. And I've been really worried about him. I text him or his wife 30 times a day to the point of annoying him. But tell our listeners some of the things you've gone through that are kind of surprising to both of us.
Sure. Well, the latest is my taste buds are fried. I've got kind of that you hear people talk about that little burnt smell.
Yep.
I've got that, and I didn't realize my taste buds had been off until I tried to eat something yesterday. Finally feeling, much better, getting my snack, go to grab a burger, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Wow.
It was awful.
And Patrick, fever, chills, all of it, cough, right?
Yeah, the fever, chills. I mean, my fever was spiking at like 102. Hmm.
Did it?
Up and down every day.
Because it worried me.
But
It scared me, quite frankly. Did it scare you at all?
Didn't really scare me because, I hate to say this, I did go through this a year and a half ago. Before we even had the vaccines, before we even knew this was a, after going through this again, it's absolutely what I had before. My doctors kind of thought, but it's still rough. I was surprised it was almost as bad as it was the first time around.
Yeah, but you're vaccinated. Aren't you surprised by how much you've had, how many symptoms, how sick you've been?
Yep. Yeah, very, very much. In fact, my wife actually had it a lot easier than I did, which surprised me.
Yeah, and not to be a jerk here, but you have underlying conditions, which made me even more uptight.
Yeah, I'm a type 2 diabetic, but, knock on wood, didn't have any complications there with anything else.
And so people know you stayed in direct contact with doctors. So if there was any necessity for you to go to the hospital or get the monoclonal antibodies, you would have. And would.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because of the way I progressed through it pretty quickly, they didn't think that I was a candidate for the monoclonal antibodies. It wasn't a necessity for me.
Could we argue, sir, that if you had not had the vaccine, you would be on a ventilator or an ECMO machine? Could we argue that?
It's very possible.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. It's rough. I think it's going to be a couple of weeks before I have my strength back. But, knock on wood, I've turned the corner. I think I'm even hoping for a negative test tomorrow.
Are you, do you still push the vaccine?
Absolutely. I can't imagine, how bad it could have been.
Hang in there, brother. You're my man.
Thanks, Marty.
I'm shocked by it. Look, man, I'm all in for the vaccine. I've had a number of friends and a number of folks around me that have died from COVID. But he's really sick, and he's vaccinated. But the doctors will say this. Look, man, the point of the vaccine is to keep you out of the hospital, keep you alive. And Patrick's out of the hospital, and he's alive. Some people get these cases, but it's 1%, as high as 2% in some areas. Remember that. We're not telling you don't get vaccinated. We're not saying the vaccine doesn't work. That would be flat out ignorant. But I'm telling you, my man has been hammered by COVID and he's vaccinated. Got to grab Tom. Tom, thanks for holding so long, man. Good morning.
Good morning, Marty. I grew up in Pittsburgh, left, came back. And I can't believe how bad this city is anymore. It's not someplace special like it used to be. And the voters...
Tell me why. Hold on, man. Tell me why.
Crime. Crime.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, crime.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Since I moved back, listen, since I moved back, there have been 6 to 7 young African-Americans under the age of 16 who have been shot and killed.
No,
the one kid, his dad was giving him his diploma. He was the best and the brightest. He was a who's who. Shot and killed.
Yeah.
Now, if a cop on the South Side beats up a punk who's drunk, this place goes crazy. But yet all these killings are happening, and the new elected mayor and all these progressive groups, nothing.
Well, hold on, man. Hold on. First of all, I had the mayor on the show yesterday, and the first thing he said, hold on.
He's a jerk.
Hold on. Hold on. Why do you talk hate like that? Do you know him?
Because I know who he is. I worked in Harrisburg, Marty.
What does that have to do with this?
I know who he is.
No, you don't.
He's a defund the police progressive.
He didn't say
that.
And
America Last Night said progressivism was a total repudiation.
See, it's angry guys like you. You don't want to listen. You just want to yell. I had him on. Stop.
Because I'm mad at what happened to my city.
Stop. It's not your city, man. We don't want you. I hung up on him. I don't mess with ignorance. My city. What the hell do you have to do? The mayor's a jerk. You know nothing about him. I worked in Harrisburg. Yeah, sure. Couple things he said that are ignorant. Number one, Ed Gainey on this show yesterday. Number one, addressing crime. Number one. Number two, working with police. Number three, he will not defund police. See, it's that sort of ignorance, those Brandons, that outrage me. His city. It's not your city, man. Hell yeah, we have a crime problem. But that sort of ignorance will only incite it and won't solve it. That sort of rage doesn't help anyone. I'm not going to fight with that. Man, if you add it all up, I've got about 70,000 people. Facebook, blah, 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 Instagram, all that stuff. Twitter. About 10% of them are like that guy, ignorant by definition. He's already written off the new mayor, and he hasn't even been sworn in. How do you ever expect us to succeed? Ever. The only thing that made sense was the unsolved murders involving African-American teens. But because he doesn't live here, he doesn't understand the fight that we're all in to solve those crimes. We have $50,000 in reward money sitting out there right now, hoping to catch these killers of these wonderful young men and women. Carly Short, Brandon's daughter. We're all frustrated, sir, but rage and anger and calling the new mayor a jerk. Not listen to that trash. You are not welcome here. It's not. And by the way, Michelle, answer, ma'am, should do a little reading. Every city in America has experienced at least a 30% increase in homicide. At least 8,000 factors. COVID, angst, layoffs, anger, rage, unemployment, you name it. And if you paid any attention today to anything, sir, the folks in Minnesota said, hell no, the police can't go. In Minnesota, they said, we are funding the police. People are learning that they need cops. And Ed Gainey, on this show, on several occasions, has said, no. I am not defunding the police. And by the way, he buys into what a lot of cops buy into. We have to work together, police and community, hand in hand. But, sir, it's that kind of ignorance and arrogance and insistence on just being angry that hurts everybody. Just does. Got to grab Jeff. Jeff, go ahead, man. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, no problem, Marty. Listen, man, I'm gonna live to fight another day with you, but I'm gonna talk on a little lighter subject on the travel. So I do softball and baseball. I've been doing it for this is my second go around with kids doing this, and you are right, man. It's getting to the point. It's crazy. People traveling all over the place, going to Florida, going way out of state. You know, the way I handle it is, you know, I manage both teams, and so I control where we go. And so, you know, I limit it to, you know, maybe one or two overnight tournaments per season.
Yeah, but my brother, why do you have to go? You can play softball here. It's just to take kids on a trip. I mean,
no, you know what, Marty? Seriously, it's the, you know, you play, if you play the same teams, you want to play different competition. And there's some places where the competition is more challenging, so you go. But you know, here's where the problem lies, Marty. Like you said, it's a year long thing. Like when I was a kid growing up, football was played in the fall, basketball was played in the winter, and baseball was played in the summer. And if we want to eliminate these young kids having surgery, you know, injuries, like there's kids that are like 11 years old now, 12 years old in baseball that are throwing sliders, curveballs, breaking balls.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And these kids at 14 years old are getting Tommy John surgery, and they're done with baseball before their career can even start.
My daughter has a friend who's like pre-Olympic soccer. She's had 3 concussions and 8 broken bones, and she's traveling to California to play. My man, we ran up against the clock. I could listen to you all day long because you're right on. Call anytime. Ma'am, it was about 3 years ago when I was in the middle of cancer treatment. This is the truth, ma'am. When this young couple reached out to me, they sent me a letter, Nick and Margaret Ersta. They were both EMTs, and they had gone to 9/11 to help with the cleanup in New York. Seriously, for several weeks. Volunteered, man. And in the process of doing that, they came back, and Nick got sick. Mesothelioma. Oh, man, I love Nick Ersta. And Margaret, I could hug her right now if I saw her. Nick's mission in life was to rebuild a house, his dream house, in McKeesport. Seriously. He gutted it on his own. He was going to do it by hand. And then he got sick. Mesothelioma. Asbestos from the collapse of the buildings got in his lungs. He was dying right before our eyes. So, we stepped in. And from the roof into the basement, we made that, I'm not kidding, one of the most beautiful homes I've ever seen. Nick and Margaret Ersta. Why do you care? Why am I talking about this? In the process of that discussion, we talked about what they needed, and they needed plumbing. It's a true story. Out of the blue, Matt and Lisa Mertz called. It's the truth, man. And Matt and Lisa Mertz said, hey, Marty, we'll do the plumbing. Seriously, they did the plumbing for the entire damn house. They never asked questions. They just did it, man. It was about $25,000 worth of plumbing. They never flinched. That is insanely cool. And check this out. When they needed $7,000 to buy furniture, Matt and Lisa Mertz wrote the check without me even knowing. Seriously. Come on, man. There's greatness in that. There just is. It's like people say, why do you talk about Matt and Mertz so much? Because they deliver, man. They have never, ever, ever disappointed. Whether it's service at my house, hey, man, they just had their people in disgusting raw sewage in my best friend's backyard in the middle of the night fixing their plumbing. Matt Mertz did it. It's a fact, Jack. I've never seen anything like it. A combination of compassion and kindness and work ethic that is unmatched. I love these guys. Matt and Lisa Mertz are just amazing people. They're partnering up with an amazing company. Armstrong Comfort Solutions. And this is cool, cool, cool stuff. Man, I am so proud to have this discussion. Because Armstrong gets it. They want to be part of making a difference, making a change in your lives, and providing you with amazing service. heating, plumbing, air conditioning, you name it. Lucky enough to have two of the great ones on the air right now. I got Matt Mertz. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Marty. How you doing, sir?
What's up, my man?
How much?
And Don Tassick with Armstrong Comfort Solutions. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thanks for having us today.
Oh, man, this is fantastic stuff. Matt, let me grab you first. What is about you? Because you're one of the hardest working guys I've ever known. Yet,
thank you.
You and your wife have this capacity for kindness. Matt, why is that so important to you?
You know, it's always been important for Lisa and myself to give back when people need help. And we're fortunate that we're able to do that. We've always enjoyed working with you and helping people throughout the area. When there's an issue, we try our best to help. And if someone has an issue that they unfortunately are faced with they can't afford, we always try our best to come in and, you know, help where we could. It's just something we enjoy doing.
Man, I got to say, through this pandemic, your folks have rallied. You have never not answered the call. What is it about you that manages a workforce that's so focused during a very difficult time, sir?
So with that, that starts with my guys. My whole team has been a great team, and they want to work, and they want to help. Well, you know, it starts with those guys, and the good leadership that we have has trickled down through those guys, and we want to try and do the best we can for people. It was a tough year, and this year as well has been a tough year for everybody. And you know what? We're all working through it together. And, you know, we live and work in the same area as the community we serve. So, you know, we're feeling it too. But we, it's always been important for us to help, and we're going to continue to do so.
Huh. Matt, you're kind of like me. What time do you get up and start working out? What time?
I get up at 3:50. I'm in the gym at 4:30 daily.
That's my man. I love him, man. Twin sons of different mothers. Don Tassick.
Thank you.
Don Tassick, man, this is such a great relationship. The one you're establishing right now with Matt Mertz Plumbing and Armstrong Comfort Solutions. Hey, Don, tell us how your philosophies are similar and your work ethic is similar, sir.
Yeah, I would love to, Marty. Thank you very much. You know, it was obvious from day one. Not only are we local companies, we're family-owned, but the way that Matt treats his employees and treats his customers and the way we treat our employees and treat our customers, it was identical. And the more and more time that Matt and I got to share with each other over the past couple months, getting to know each other, realizing that there's more important things to do than just do business. It's really about caring for your community, being involved in your community, engaged with the people and the families that are in your community, employing people from your community. All these things we thought we were exactly the same on. The Armstrong Comfort Solutions is part of the Armstrong Group. We're based out of Butler, PA, so just a little north of the city. And our family does the same sorts of things with charity and involvement and engagement that Matt did. Made it all very exciting, Marty.
Oh, man. Don, I'm serious. You have such a great reputation. Don, help our listeners because I'm an idiot. People are thinking, aren't those the cable guys? And are they going to do plumbing? Explain that for us, buddy.
Yeah, I would love to. And I know you're no idiot. So the Armstrong Group is a collection of companies, and we've been around for 75 years. We started in Katanning, actually, in 1946. And throughout all of our years, we've taken on different business interests. Our two most well-known brands are Guardian Protection Services, the home and business security company, and Armstrong Cable, which provides service to about 300,000 homes and businesses in our region. This company, Armstrong Comfort Solutions, only started about 3.5 years ago with the acquisition of a couple well-known local companies, Ken McDonald Plumbing and Heating, and Bradigan's. We've been operating here for 3.5 years. We have our own staff of licensed, qualified plumbers and HVAC technicians. We've been building our company up and trying to get to where we want to be as a trusted provider for You know, give everybody a good choice in Western Pennsylvania. And then this step with Matt is just thrilling to us. A company of his quality and capabilities to join with us in serving and doing a better job, an even better job of serving customers' needs is something that we're really looking forward to, Marty.
I love it, man. I'm jazzed. Can you guys hang for a few minutes?
Sure.
I think people are going to want to know, how do they get the service? Is it the same? Is it the same company? Who do they call? All this stuff. It's important. This involves a lot of people. That's why I brought them together today. I love the partnership. I think it's important that folks understand where Matt Mertz is headed and the relationship with Armstrong Comfort Solutions, because I've partnered with Matt and Lisa for several years now because of what I discussed. And Armstrong has an amazing family reputation as well. So let's get into that. So Matt, how does this change you and your business, sir, this partnership?
This makes us better. It's a great job for my employees. I'm happy to say that we have 100% carryover, so all my guys and women joined up with Armstrong, and we're all happy to work there. It's a great place to work. They put employees and family first, and it also opens up some more opportunities for them. There's a lot of middle management positions and opportunities that I may have not had in my business that they'll open the door for some of these guys to step up and take a different role. It's just a good fit for all of us. They also have a great benefit package in 401k, which is something nice to help bolster good wages we already had for our employees. So it's a big win for all of us to join up with Armstrong.
Hey, Don, you know what I love? So what happens now in this business is VC firms, venture capital, they come in and buy up companies. They sell them apart, and they do nothing but earn a profit from it. What you're doing is you're gathering up great companies and making them greater. Is that fair to say, sir?
Yes, sir, and we're really excited about that. Everything we purchase, Marty, we own and operate. We don't flip companies. We don't have strictly financial plays. It's important for us to have a great relationship with our employees because we want those employees to be part of our team for as long as they want for a full career. And that's really something that separates us from the private equity,
yep,
venture capital,
yep,
type of company. Is experience of being with us.
I can't argue with you, man. I love the family root system in both your businesses. I love your commitment to excellence. And the truth is, Don, Armstrong Comfort Solutions now becomes a one-stop shop of sorts. Does it not, sir?
It sure does. You know, Matt and his team, Matt joining us, everybody on his team joining us, brings us a great amount of skill, but really their focus in being the best in the industry at drain services is something we don't have. So he brings that to the North Hills. You know, maybe where it's a little too far for him to drive, but it's right in our backyard. And vice versa, Matt's going to help us out. And Matt Mertz Plumbing is now going to be offering heating and cooling services and support. So we will cross support each other with the things we're experts at, and bring even more options to the customers in the area.
We're all going to make a difference together, are we not, gentlemen?
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir.
I am so thrilled. Don, it's a real pleasure. One of the best I've ever known in the business, Bob Tutti with Tutti Mechanical. I grew up with him. He raves about you. Raves about you. And he's in the business. And he raves about Matt. And he's in the business. That's big stuff. Guys, this is very cool. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.
We'll be doing it again, gentlemen. Can't wait. Talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Very cool.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.